Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about decluttering by paying it forward on vacation. Are you ready to have a clutter-free vacation? Would you like to know how you can support others while going enjoying some time off? How can you pay it forward if you are enjoying a staycation? Let's wrap up our month focusing on summertime. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and I destroy the box and examine clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode wasn't inspired by something super awesome, thrilling. It just was inspired because so many times people go on vacation, and when I'm supporting people in clearing clutter and decluttering their lives, there are all these Chotskys that have collected dust. People don't maybe even know where they got it from, and it just has turned into junk, and it becomes this big amount of clutter for people. So I thought, it's June. A lot of people are going to be vacationing in July and August, so let's see how we could do some clutter-free travel, thinking outside the box a little bit when it comes to vacation and travel. So what good can you do, and how can you pay it forward and not have a luggage suitcase full of stuff that you're just going to end up dusting? I know when I pay it forward that I feel fantastic. So why not have a vacation and feel great while doing it? First up, if you're traveling overseas, pack for a purpose allows you to donate space for less than 5 pounds in your luggage while allowing you to significantly help the communities you're visiting. For 5 pounds, you can bring one of the following: 400 pencils, 5 deflated soccer balls with an inflation device, a stethoscope, a blood pressure cuff, and 500 band-aids, and my personal favorite, pet supplies. Pack for a Purpose provides a list of locations and needs across the world. They work with hotels and tour companies that will accept donations from travelers. Children's clothing, school supplies, and sporting equipment get donated to local schools and community projects. There are no extra costs besides your donations, and you don't need to take any time away from your planned vacation. Just drop off your donations at the front desk and you're done. Find out more information at packforapurpose.org. Say that 5 times fast. G-Adventures is a way to get up close and personal with your planet in a way you'd never manage on your own. And when you travel with them, you support local communities and help make the world a little bit better for everyone. G-Adventures helps you organize trips based on volunteering. The founder, Bruce Poon Tip, created the Plantera Foundation in order to repay the communities in which his travel company operates by giving back. Besides raising money through donations from travelers, G-Adventures and the Plantera Foundation work together to create volunteer-based trips. Voluntourism.org, and that's voluntourism.org, is a great site with lots of good information if you're interested in doing a volunteer trip. Globalgiving.org is the first and largest global crowdfunding community that connects nonprofits, donors, and companies in nearly every country around the world. They make it possible for local organizations to access the funding, tools, training, and support they need to become more effective. GiveSpot.com provides links for projects around the world. Find a volunteer vacation for adults, kids and teens, celebrity causes, donation opportunities, and disaster relief information. Global Volunteers has 3,000 short-term volunteers annually to work on long-term development projects on six continents. Work projects focus on service for at-risk children and their families and include caring for babies in orphanages, nurturing disabled youth, teaching conversational English skills, assisting local healthcare efforts, and a wide array of labor projects, including painting, landscaping, building playgrounds, repairing community buildings, and improving public works. Go to globalvolunteers.org for more information. When researching today's episode, I found this blog from Adventurous Kate. Now it's back from 2010. However, I thought it had some really important things to remember if you are going to be doing any type of volunteer work when traveling overseas. Here are her suggestions. Don't be the gringo, Santa Claus, Candyman. Showering gifts can do more harm than good. Do your research or hook up with a reputable organization like Pack for a Purpose and all of the above organizations that I mentioned. Remember, you are working with people who have been facing these problems for years. Respect their experience. Research well the country you're going to and its culture. Don't pretend to go change it. Honor and respect it. Don't expect that you're going to change the world, but still try. Anne Lamott has a fantastic quote about expectation. Her quote is this: expectations are resentments under construction. Trust me, this is not an easy one. I've been working a lot on lowering my expectations. I was really excited for a project that I did a couple months ago, complete bust. And I was more upset because I had all these grand expectations that didn't come to pass. Do you have clutter? Are you disorganized? Do you feel lost? Would you like to not feel overwhelmed anymore? Don't be embarrassed. You aren't alone. Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how I can help you. If you're going to be vacationing in the United States, check out Give Kids the World Village at gktw.org. The village and its community partners provide children and their families accommodations in fully furnished villas, transportation, tickets to theme parks, meals, daily entertainment, and much more. Each year, 27,000 children in the United States are diagnosed with a life-threatening illness. Half of all children eligible for a wish through a partnering wish-granting organization choose to visit Central Florida and its collection of theme parks and other attractions. Give Kids the World invites families with kids 12 and older to volunteer for as little as 4 hours or half a day. Volunteers can apply for one of the many volunteer positions listed. Opportunities include serving ice cream. That sounds good. Helping kids meet Disney characters that come and visit, and delivering cookies to kids around the village. AmericanHiking.org has 4, 7, or 10-day trail work trips from January to November. Join others working on a trail and conserving a legacy in America's most remote wild places. The next place is on my bucket list, and I plan on making it happen. Best Friends Animal Society is a sanctuary located on a 33,000-acre ranch in southern Utah. Funded entirely by donations, Best Friends is home to about 1,500 homeless dogs, cats, horses, rabbits, birds, and other animals. Volunteers are welcome to visit the animals, take them hiking, and even borrow a dog for a sleepover. Go to bestfriends.org for more information. And finally, the Wild Dolphin Foundation. Volunteer with dolphins, whales, turtles, and coral reefs as a field researcher to help conserve, protect, and study marine life. Duties may include gathering data, identifying species, and recording behaviors and activities. Go to wilddolphin.org to start your adventure. Enjoying a staycation? You can pay it forward in your own backyard. Pick up trash? I unfortunately have a neighborhood that gives me lots of practice with that. Take pictures for others. If you see tourists in your hometown, offer to stake a picture for someone who's struggling to do it with just their arm. We have so many pictures of people holding their cell phone or camera out like that. Give them a good picture. Give to others. Consider volunteering or getting donations for a local charity. Lots of nonprofits and charities need your help. What are you passionate about? Who would you like to help? Consider devoting a weekend or during the week to help out. Practice small acts of kindness. This doesn't have to be something huge. I always think of Oprah going, "You get a car, and you get a car, and you get a car." It's not about that. Small acts can really make a huge difference. A popular one around here is buy coffee for the person behind you in line at the coffee shop. Buy a homeless person a meal. Offer up a compliment. Give someone your best smile. Thank a veteran or current service person. Doesn't matter what your views on politics are, the war are, people are still serving our country. I encourage you, and this is something I used to be so shy, but I have gotten over. Anytime I see someone in uniform, I thank them for their service. Leave a big tip, whether it's at a restaurant, a valet service, your cleaning person, the barista. Make someone's day by leaving an overly generous tip. And remember, what you put out, you always get back. Give a shout out on social media. Give your hometown and their businesses some love. Who knows? Someone out of town might see your post and you might get someone some extra business. You want to pay it forward all year round? Awesome. Check out CauseBox. This is a limited edition of socially conscious products curated for women who care. It's delivered 4 times a year. It's $150 value for only $49.95. Take actions from today's podcast. If you are traveling overseas, learn what you could pack and donate, or consider a volunteer trip. Research the area you will be traveling and understand customs and minimize expectations. Understand and appreciate the experiences of others and leave the judgment at home. Pay it forward in your own backyard, whether you leave a big tip or volunteer at a local nonprofit. Next month, I share 10-minute tips to clear clutter in all areas of your life. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire.